Yeah, I'd like to introduce the members of the quintet. These guys have been with me through and thin. And they probably collectively, this represents the longest term version of the DGQ that's ever been. This band started 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago. This is the 20th year of the band. I'm the only original member left. All the others escaped. I'm about to release a 20-year retrospective album that will consist of three CDs, not one, not two, but three CDs, over 3.5 hours of nonstop dog music, going from the very first gig with Tony Rice and Daryl Anger, Todd Phillips and Joe Carroll to a few weeks ago, or months ago. And so anyhow, that'll be coming out. But the current lineup is well represented on there, and the member with the most, who's on the most cuts, I think he's on about 17 of those 38 tunes, is our bass player, who's in the band now in his 11th year. Please welcome James Kerwin on the bass. In his 7th year in the band, over there is our multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist. He plays violin, mandolin, percussion, concussion. He can turn just about anything into a musical instrument, and often does. He just released his own first CD, which is called Camp Town, from Davis, California, Joe Craven. Also, about 7 years ago, I decided to add a flute player to the group. What do you think of that? And this is the man that's responsible for all that flute playing. And now he also includes the bass flute from Point Richmond, California, Matthew Eckel. The newest member of the group is now past the 2-year mark, and he comes from Cordoba, Argentina, where he learned to play in the beautiful Latin classical style, and he's playing bluegrass now and swing and just about everything else. But he's got a beautiful album of South American classical guitar solos called The Guitar Artistry of Enrique Correa. Thank you.
Dog and over.